This is The Takeaway with Melissa Harris-Perry from WNYC and PRX in collaboration with GBH News in Boston.
Ticketmaster might find itself in need of a renaissance as Beyoncé tickets go on sale today. Fans are already getting information and hoping their efforts to purchase tickets won't break their souls. Live Nation, the company that owns Ticketmaster, is still in the hot seat for the botched rollout of Taylor Swift tickets last winter, and executives from the company were called before the Senate Judiciary Committee to address the failure and charges of the company existing as a monopoly. Ticketmaster reports demand for Beyoncé tickets already exceeds supply by 800% as fans and Congress watch and wait to see how it's set to unfold throughout the day. Joining me now is McKenna Kelly, political reporter for The Verge. McKenna, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
We saw what happened with Ticketmaster when Taylor Swift's tickets went on sale late last year. Now Beyoncé is set to break the internet as her tickets are on sale today. Can you briefly tell us what exactly went wrong with Ticketmaster during the Taylor Swift tickets debacle?
So if we go back to last fall, when Taylor Swift announced her Eras tour, people were extremely excited. Of course, when it comes to any new Taylor Swift concert, she hasn't been on tour in a very long time. Mm-hmm. So people were very, very, very excited. And so when the announcement came, people were waiting in these extremely long online queues. And for as long as they were waiting, sometimes they would finally get to the end of the line and there would be no tickets for them to buy, or Ticketmaster would shut down and not work for them. And of course, this made people justifiably angry. If you look at what Live Nation was saying, they said they were under bot attacks. They were under so many different kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. When it came to the Senate Judiciary hearing where they testified, they basically attributed it all to bots. But now with Beyoncé's tickets set to go on sale today, especially after she just won, you know, is one of the top Grammy Award winners of all time as of last night, mm-hmm. I think they really have to be on their toes.
Yeah, I mean, and that leads me to the big question, right? Like, is Ticketmaster prepared to handle the onslaught of ticket purchase requests that Beyoncé's concerts will certainly bring? I mean, it's Beyoncé. It's the queen.
Right. And if you look at Live Nation, the owner of Ticketmaster, they supposedly, if you look at a couple of different studies, they control 70% of the ticketing market. That's basically, you know, that's a majority, far yeah. more than a majority. And if they are, you know, if something goes wrong with this ticket rollout, it affects people all across the country and their ability to get these tickets. And people really, really want them. I was just doing a quick look this morning and people have already started GoFundMes to make sure that they can go, all of this crazy stuff. And if they mess up, I mean, I don't know. You'd think that they would have solved it, but if this is a bot issue and they haven't, you know, created any, you know, meaningful guardrails to protect from that since Taylor Swift, I have no idea what's going to happen today.
Yeah, let's talk about that a bit more. I mean, what has the company done to address the issues that initially arose in the aftermath of flubbing the sale of Swift tickets last year?
Live Nation, of course, testified before Congress and made all of these promises that this would never happen again. And they attributed it all basically to bots, which is really silly hearing that, you know, because bots have been an issue in the industry for an extremely long time. There has been bills in the past about bots spying toys for people online, like the hottest like Christmas toys and all these things. And Ticketmaster just kind of attributed it to that. And of course, now they're, you know, saying that they're putting more resources and things towards that infrastructure, but it hasn't been tested in the same way that it was under Taylor Swift's rollout, right, as it will be with Beyoncé today.
Okay, quick pause. I'm going to try to go get these tickets while we're talking. Back right after this on The Takeaway.
There are four questions Jews ask to mark Passover every year. This Passover is leading many of us to ask more questions, ones tied to our identity as Jewish Americans. I'm Matt Katz, and on the next Notes from America, we'll talk about hard conversations happening in Jewish communities right now, how we can heal our divisions, and why this Passover feels different. Available wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, we're back with McKenna Kelly, political reporter at The Verge. We're talking about Ticketmaster and how Queen Bee may bring it all down. Live Nation executives who own Ticketmaster faced the Judiciary Committee last month. part of their questioning focused on Ticketmaster's lack of competition. And you talked about how it's 70%. It's pretty much the majority. You can only get tickets from Ticketmaster, pretty much. What did senators have to say about the ticket purchasing service during that committee?
Right. And it's not even just 70% of the market, right? As we were watching that hearing, the interesting thing, too, is we're hearing that even if they don't hold a certain part of the market or like control a certain venue, they like to strike these 3 to 7 year contracts with venues, making sure that no other ticketing service can go in there and compete with them. Basically clearing the market for them for, you know, almost like a decade in certain, you know, localities in the United States. And so it's not even just the ticketing market, but also like the venues. Live Nation has been buying its own venues. And of course, like their own venue is not going to try and strike a better deal with its owner's company, right? So it's creating like this crazy control over all of these, you know, parts of the market. And in a way that, you know, only really benefits Ticketmaster rather than the artists or the venues or other people in the music industry.
Yeah. You know, President Biden even got into the mix and he's calling on Congress to pass the Junk Fee Prevention Act. Tell us what the president is proposing here.
So I thought that was really interesting when he rolled it out last week, because basically it attacks everything that is really annoying about buying things on the internet. It's anything having to do with any fees from subscribing to the internet to junk fees when you buy tickets online. And sometimes, you know, when you go to buy a ticket for Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, whoever, the fees are oftentimes, if not more expensive, but just as expensive as the ticket price itself.
Yeah.
And those fees go directly to the ticketing service. And so I think if there was anything that the Congress could do right now, it'd be having to, you know, something about regulating the ticketing fees in the industry.
Yeah. So what might this proposal mean for concert goers like myself?
I think in the long run, if it goes into effect, tickets could be less expensive. We heard Senator Amy Klobuchar at the hearing last week saying, you used to be able to work a job, you know, in high school, in college on the weekends and be able to go get a ticket for your favorite artist.
Yeah.
And now if fees are almost as much as the ticket themselves, they've doubled in cost along with inflation. Right. And so I think it'd be great for both, you know, independent venues, musicians, and also just the average consumer to be able to spend more time doing something they love, doing something they can get out and have fun with, especially after everyone being stuck inside for the pandemic for so many years.
Yeah.
People are very eager to go see those artists that they missed out on seeing for so long.
So any advice for people looking to cop tickets to the Beyonce concert when, you know, the only avenue to purchase tickets runs through Ticketmaster?
Come early and come often. And maybe sit in that line and be aware of your refresh. I would not refresh. I would just let it sit there and pray to whatever higher power you believe in that you get them.
Might need all the gods.
Right.
McKenna Kelly, politics reporter at The Verge. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you so much.